Welcome, welcome, welcome to the real first episode of the Chikhandi Podcast. I am your host, Demetrius Burton. Thank you for joining us. Those of you who are back after listening to the pilot, thank you for returning. Those of you that are here for the first time, welcome. In either case, it is my hope, my intent, that the next 30 minutes or so are enhancing for you and I. So sit back and enjoy the show. All right, all right, all right. Thanks for getting settled in for the next 20 to 30 minutes or so. Before I go any further, let me pause and give a special shout out to the gentleman responsible for that dope beat. Y'all hear in the intro and outro. Those of you coaches and listeners bobbing your head, that's Double Impact. Look them up. Apple Music, Spotify, they out there. To those of you who found or who don't like the intro, sorry for your luck because it's staying. Welcome, 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 welcome back. Segment one of episode one. Why the emphasis on the black student athlete? Primarily the male, but this will grow, is growing to include the female. The focus is to enhance the student athlete experience for everybody, primarily the black male student athlete. Again, why? Because chances are, if there's anyone on your team not having a transformative experience, he's probably black. So let's dig a little deeper. But first, let me remind you, we're discussing some potentially problematic issues. And be very clear, it ain't problematic for me. It could be problematic for you listening. Having said that, I'm coming from a place of love and growth. It is my intent to share knowledge based on my experiences to help you help your players. That's it. If you interested in winning and you got a team full of brothers and you ain't found a way to win yet, come holler at me. Chances are me and my team can help you figure out what's going on. So let's dig a little deeper. Coaches, call to action at the end of the pilot show was to do some reflection. And what struggles are you having with the brothers on your team? And again, this is not an indictment that you're a bad coach or a bad leader or racist. And if you're a black head coach and you're having some same issues, which chances are you are, that doesn't mean you are incompetent because you can't be racist. Yes, I'll say it. Black people cannot be racist. We can have a side discussion on that, but black people can't be racist. However, black people can, and we do suffer from inferiority complexes associated with dealing with a racist society. America tells we ain't shit. So if we hear it long enough, we start to believe it and start to act that way. And unfortunately, black boys who grew up in this culture are black men. And if we haven't had a way to deconstruct that poisonous thinking, we're now passing that sickness on to the next generation. Two camps. Which one are you? Are you one who understands that there are systems in place, educational, legal, social, economic, religious, workforce? If America's good at anything, the world's good at anything, it is coming up with creative ways to oppress human beings. That ain't nothing I'm bragging on. That's just a state of fact. Humans are very, very creative when it comes to finding ways to oppress other human beings. And if we're going to talk about American exceptionalism, well, that's one place we are exceptional at. What are we going to do? If we understand that there's systems in place, this ain't me being a victim or crying victimhood. This is me just recognizing a reality, so now I can deal with that reality. I live in a society built in part on racist views. And those racist views are evident in systems across our society. Or you could be in the other camp, one that says, we live in a country where the laws are equal. Everybody has access to everything. And the harder you work, the more successful you are. And if you don't have anything, it's because you are either lazy and or dumb. You know, kind of like that. Black people are lazy, lazier, dumber, hypersexual. So I would contend that I didn't create a program to focus on a black student athlete. I think I just presented evidence that the focus is already there. I created a program that focuses differently on the black male athlete. That's the program I created. We use our four-phase program enhancement protocol, which is, I like to believe, a detailed methodology for gathering data that is then analyzed by our team. Then we come up with some recommendations, and then we wrap to you, coaches, about what you want to do with these recommendations. You can take them, throw them in my face. I wouldn't recommend that. Throw them in the trash. You can take them, tell me thank you, and you and your team will work on them. Consult with other folks. Consult with your condi. But we do some in-depth digging to find out how we can help enhance your program. So let me get back to that, the program enhancing part. Chikandi is not the race police. Chikandi is not anything other than a group of loving people who want to help like-minded loving people in this arena, coaches, who simply want to make sure every athlete in their program is having the best experience possible. Life transformative experiences. That's why we do this. That's why we do this. So the kids in our program are having experiences that they will take with positive experiences that they will take with them for the rest of their lives. Oh, and be very, very clear. We want to win today too. I once had a coach tell me, Coach Burton, I don't put too much emphasis on winning and losing. I put a lot of emphasis on just having fun. And I said, yeah, I understand that sentiment. But I've never had a lot of fun losing. That's just not what I do. So I'm all about winning within the rules in an ethical, moral way. Like, that's half the fun. Kicking your ass in a classy way is actually fun. You got to cheat to win, then what's the point? Like, you didn't win, you cheated. But I get it. Some folks consider that winning. I get it. All right. Thank y'all for continuing the journey with Chikandi as we discuss why was it a program created to specifically enhance the experience for the black male athlete. So two things, maybe three, but be very, very clear with enhancing the experience of the black male athlete, you are enhancing the spirit, the experience for everyone else. You are. As I stated in the pilot, I'll state again, the better the black players on your team is doing, the better your team is doing. The better the black men are doing in your school, the better your school will do. As of taping of this show, I have not received any evidence of situations where schools have black people thriving and everyone else is suffering. I won't hold my breath waiting for that example, but I will wait. And if you have it, please, please make it known. I'm passionate about serving all students, especially black students, black male students, primarily because I am one, and I'm a father of one. And I, like my brothers, uncles, and other family members, community members, men, black men, I understand the walk. I know what it is to deal with trying to navigate a society that basically wants you subjugated at best or dead at worst. I understand the identity crisis that goes on between the conflict of who the world tells you are and who your spirit tells you are. And at a young age, for me, the message of the world won. And that particular portion of the walk was hell. But I will tell you, the portion of my walk that was heaven was my family. Be very, very clear. I come from a family full of love. Refrigerator might not have always been full, but our hearts were. And I owe that to my grandmama, my granny Bert, the matriarch. And anybody who had the pleasure of knowing her, you know what I'm talking about. And if you didn't, my only prayer for you is that you had someone in your life like my granny Bert. Having said that, I understand the struggle between the world's message and the spirit's message. And it's not a pretty struggle. Trying to be what the world defines as a black man is suicide. It is full of self-destructive behaviors, self-destructive thinking, self-destructive acting. That's what the world tells us who we are. So my question to you coaches, black and white, and anywhere in between, in your hardest of hearts, if that's such a thing, I just made it one. What do you truly, truly believe about the black student athletes on your team? Write it down. Have an honest conversation with yourself. And if you want to exercise some courage, share it with someone who is going to help you grow. If you are a typical American, black, white, anywhere in between, I have a strong opinion that you're probably a racist or a racist sympathizer. And it's not a reflection of you. It is a reflection of the society in which you grew up in. And unless you came from an environment, family, or community that specifically taught ways to deconstruct this racist society, well, you inherited the racist thinking. As a man raised in America, I inherited some very oppressive views toward women. I inherited it that. I did not understand that completely, probably until, well, I'm still understanding it. My views toward people who identify as homosexual, gay, bisexual. My views, the views that I inherited toward that group of people was oppressive. So I had to consciously work to educate myself on how to engage them in a more humane way. After all, they are human beings. As a black man, I'm a human being. So that's not automatic in our society. I was raised in the Christian church. So I had this air of righteousness. I'm going to heaven, everybody else is going to hell, as if I'm God. And my same scripture said, judge not, but I was still judging. So I had a lot of these same ills and racism. Although I'm a black man, I can't walk around being racist, but I can walk around with the trauma of living in a racist society, which includes, for most of black people, having an inferiority complex. That's the result of living in this sickness. And the flip side of this, white folks, y'all got this God complex belief. Like, everything that comes out of your mouth is the gospel, because you white and you right. Reminder, I'm coming from a place of love. Don't hate me just because of the reality. I ain't make it, but I am making it better. I am making it better for me. So I'm passionate about serving all kids, but especially young black men, because I understand the conflict between the world's message and the spiritual message. And while everybody's spiritual message is different, everyone has a spiritual message. And there is very little about the American society that affirms the black man's spiritual message. So unless you have purposely designed that in your program, chances are you are reinforcing those negative messages that the world is. And be very clear, coaches, you can be doing so from the warmest place in your hearts. And I'm not saying that with any cynicism or sarcasm. I'm saying that because I've experienced coaches, black and white, who genuinely are loving the kids they're serving, and at the same time, they're enabling them. The enabling comes through a culture of low expectations. So coaches, again, I ask, what do you really believe about the black boys on your team? I worked in a school district that had a grade point average minimum of 2.0 for any student across the district to participate in extracurricular activities. You had to have a C average for every semester or somewhere along those lines. Some people thought it was a problem, as evidenced by the number of ineligible players in some sports, not all sports, of the percentage of people ineligible, most of them were black boys, black students. So part of the debate included lowering or getting rid of the grade point requirement. Locally, that school district is the only one with such a requirement. So in theory, it presents, I guess in actuality, it presents an unfair competitive advantage. We are the only school that holds the kids to this requirement. No one else does. To be fair, you need to get rid of it. I understand that logic, but I totally disagree with it. Matter of fact, I don't give a damn about the grade point average. Raise it to 3.0 and let's go. What do you really believe about the black kids on your team? And I'm not talking to specifically to any coach in this moment. That's a general question for every coach. My belief with the 2.0 rule, and I'm speaking about my belief only, is that it's almost irrelevant. Because if the kids have an understanding of who they are and what they're capable of doing, and they have a community that affirms that message and supports it through resources, black kids on average, B-plus students. You show me a black kid that is legitimately studying 30 to 45 minutes every night, taking good notes, being alert in class, working hard, I bet that's a B student. I bet it's a B student. I don't want to hear about IEPs. I don't want to hear about this. I don't want to hear it. The average black boy is a B student at worst. At worst. What do you believe about the black boys on your team? Suspensions from school? Not normal. Fighting? Not normal. Unless that's what you believe about the brothers on your team. Do you really create a culture that not says you have high expectations, but you actually model those expectations and then hold other people accountable to them out of love? Out of love. What kind of music is played? And why is that music played? Do you have music in the background denigrating black women, black men, and black communities normally? Is that a part of your culture? And if so, why? And if it's simply because that's what the kids are into, I'm a challenge you there. I'm a challenge you there. Because there's a lot of that music that is not denigrating women, sending destructive messages to our community and the black boys on that team that I will give you the benefit of the doubt that you genuinely love, but you send conflicting messages when you say I love you, but I reinforce messages that destroy you and your community. That's another conversation we can have, but it's a real one. It's one that needs to be had. There's a time and place for everything. What's happening in your practices, in your meetings? What messages are you sending about what you truly believe about the young brothers? Extreme at times, blinded by my passion and fury. That's a bar from the late, great Tupac Shakur. And I've been using that to describe myself in relation to the work I do with youth, well, for over 20 years now, because I am extreme at times. And if I come off as preachy, please know that is not my intent. If I come off as angry, please know that sometimes I am. Either way, everything is done with the hope of growth. Growth for myself, growth for any coaches we work with, and especially growth for the children in the program. That's the whole deal. Remind you, Chikandi is about program enhancement. We come, we see what you are doing well, we identify where you want to grow, and we, as partners, develop a plan to implement. It's our goal to ensure that every student athlete in your program is having a transformative experience. That's the deal. All right, beautiful people. This is the part of the podcast where I do two things. First, I thank you sincerely for lending me your ears, as the DOC once said. For the last 20 to 30 minutes, I do hope it has been an enhancing experience for you. It has for me. It always is for me. And it's not because I'm hearing myself talk. That's the freaky part. The enhancing experience is gathering my thoughts together to make sure I have what I hope to be a coherent and consistent message centered around love and serving the youth and partnering with as many like-minded people as possible. So that is number one. Thank you for listening. Number two, I always like to end with a call to action. This particular time, I'm going to reiterate what I stated earlier. I guess that's what reiterate means, to say again. Reiterate what I stated earlier. I'm going to be redundant and say it again. Coaches, regardless of your color, write down what you believe in your deepest part of your heart. What do you truly believe about, keep it general, the black boys on your team? But keep it simple to the folk you dealing with. We ain't gonna get into what you believe about black people in general, although there's some connection there. What do you believe about the players? And then part two is, what do you want to believe? You being honest with yourself. Nobody else is watching. Nobody is there to judge you. What do you want to believe? Are they aligned or is there a disconnect? And then come up with a plan to get from where you are to where you want to be. And if you need it, I can help. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Braden, I'm going to ask for that dope beat by Double Impact to take us out. But before I do, please know that I intend to address race and trauma on the athletic field or the restroom room on the next episode. Until then, y'all be well.